This week on Potlatch, Leonard Silas from Caltag, Tony Alexia of Nikolai, Frank Miller of Takotna, and Rose Hagen of Manly Hot Springs tell about their course in corporate management training. Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives.
There'll be no show tonight. No, no, the music won't sound right. The audience is being polite, and I can't act tonight. Don't make me act. I can't act tonight. I guess I missed my cue when he said we
Phoebe Snow and No Show Tonight. In January of this year, a number of Native Alaskans came to Fairbanks for training on how to manage Alaska Native corporations. Levi Lott interviewed four trainees: Leonard Silas from Caltag, Tony Alexia of Nikolai, Frank Miller of Takotna, and Rose Hagen of Manly Hot Springs about their reaction to the training program.
How do you like living in dorms?
Well, after being married for 20 years, it's an awful change. It's exciting. That's all I can say. Awfully lonely.
Are you enjoying your stay here?
Yeah, I like it. It's a new experience for me. I've never done anything like this before. Being someone from a small village.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the credits you're earning here at the college?
Myself, I'm very pleased. I just can't believe that I'm earning this many.
What is a corporate management?
A corporate management is learning how to manage a corporation.
Right now we're studying accounting and we're getting into the income tax part of it, and it'll be about 3 weeks before we get into land claims and the other steps of this program.
What is accounting?
Learning how to fill out our income taxes, payroll, running the money for the village corporation.
You think it'll be useful for you when you go home to your home?
Very much so.
In what ways?
Well, all I knew how to do was take care of my checkbook before. Now, at least I'll know how to do a little bookwork.
What about land claims? How much do you know about land claims?
Well, I went to school twice with Bob Jenks from the Tannen Trees. He's the vice president of lands. And I know more about the land claims than I do any of the other subjects I'm taking. It'll be a brush-up course for me, which will do me good. Could be some things that I forgot, and it'll refresh my memory.
What are some of the things you know about land claims?
There are several things to know about land claims. Selection of lands, how much land you get for your village, what you're going to do with your lands, what your possibilities of earning money for your land. Several things could be involved in your land selection, and land claims.
What do you expect to find out about land claims?
I want to find out about how our land is given to us, how big of an area it is that we get, how we can run this land and make money off of it.
What are your hopes in taking these courses here? What do you expect to achieve?
Well, for one thing, make our village better. Manage your money and all that stuff.
What do you expect to get out of these courses you're taking?
Myself, by learning what I learn here, I hope to have a lot more self-confidence. The job that I have to do back home, which is quite a responsibility to your village.
You think many natives know about the land claims?
Yes, I think I feel that mostly all the natives know about it. And I could go as far as to say 97% of them out in the lower 48, I believe they all know about it.
What I'm trying to say is, do they know the laws that are under native land claims and what you're supposed to do?
No, as far as that goes, well, there'd be quite a few of them that knows it, but there's a lot of them that don't. Like me, for instance, I'm just learning, and all the people in my village, most of them don't know about it. So.
You think AFN or these regional corporations could have done better in informing the people what native land claims is and what corporate management is before?
Well, myself, I don't think so, because they had such a short time to work on, and what we've done, what their regional corporations have done, I think they've done a marvelous job myself.
What about informing the people out in the bush area?
Well, that is up to the people that go to the schools, that are the directors that are being taught. It's up to them to go to the village and tell their people what is going on.
You think we have done much in informing the people?
Yes, a lot of them have, and there's some that don't. It makes an awful lot of difference, too. See, a lot of the people in the villages are working part of the time or half the summer, And when you come back and you have a meeting in your village and you explain to the people what you're doing, there's a lot of people that aren't there that never find out until they ask, because by then we're into a different subject or other important business.
Are you enjoying your stay here?
Yes, I'm enjoying my stay very much. I've had experiences of this kind before, because I was in the Army and I got used to the dorm type of life, and also I've gone to high school and I've been away for six years. During that time I completed two of my grade school years and four of high school. I graduated in 1965, and so this is not too much difference. But then living in the village since then and trying to work for my people and then coming back again to a different lifestyle again is, it's not really too much of a change. The only thing is around more people, and the idea of the lack of going outdoors more often, where like now we're seem like more confined to the room, but really I like it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You think some of these regional corporations could have done better in informing the people about like native land claims?
Well, so far, considering the time limit that you had to go through and all the things that you had to complete within a certain time limit and with the short period of time, I think that they have done a very marvelous job considering the big problems that they had to settle and legislation things in order to, say, get what with the native people and our leaders really feel was the maximum, the maximum point, you know, like, they wanted something changed in the laws or in differences of the land and different, you know, they wanted more land and stuff, but they were always battling in courts and stuff like this so we can get something better. But in the short time period that they had to do it in, I think that they've done a very marvelous job.
Slave driver, the tables are turning, catch a fire. Going to get burned now. Every time I hear the crack of the whip, my blood runs cold. I do remember all the slave ship, how they brutalized my very soul. Today they say that we are free, only to be chained in this poverty. Literacy, it's only a machine that make money. Slave driver, the tables are turning, catch a fire, you're going to get burned now. Every time I hear the crack of a whip, my blood runs cold. That make money. Slave driver, the tables are turning, catch a fire, you're going to get burned now. Thank you.
That was Taj Mahal with Slave Driver. Now back to Levi Lott's interview with Leonard Silas from Caltag, Tony Alexia of Nikolai, Frank Miller of Takotna, and Rose Hagen of Manly Hot Springs.
After you study about native land claims, what are you planning to do?
Well, after we've studied this course in native land claims, I figured that my job at home will be more easier because I'll have more understanding about the corporate structure and about the office work, also the paperwork that needs to be done within the corporation. And this will also give me an insight to what I think that I should bring forth to my people in order of saying planning for the future and trying to develop certain kind of businesses or the legal paperwork that we need to do in trying to, saying, get a patent for our lands, which is very important at this period. But the most important thing at this time is, I think for us, would be the encroachment like upon our lands of the corridors, the railroads, the highways, and stuff like this is the most important thing we're dealing with right now. And we look forward to, because it'll be something that we will have to deal with concerning the federal or the state, their planning. And we have to come to some sort of an agreement to where it'll be beneficial for everybody. And also the next step, which will be running also with this problem, would be to devise some sort of a plan to where we can, where we have some resources that we think we could develop at this time, or where the where we can say better the lives of the people socially and economically. This is our main point at this time, I think.
Do you think it'll benefit the people if you learn how to write grants?
Yes, we sure need it at the village, because the people at the village don't know how to do it.
As far as investing money, we have two projects that we're working on right now. We don't know what, right offhand what's how soon they'll get into we don't know how soon we can start them, but we hope we can get them going this spring.
I'm fairly certain that everyone has a fairly, say, small idea that what are grants and what is a grant, but I think the idea is not too many of the local people knows about this. You know, it's mostly the leaders that know about this, and, you know, if the leaders don't apply for the grant, you know, it's got no purpose, or it's got no use to the local people. And at this time, I think a grant is really good, you know, in a village, because the unemployment is really low and this sort of thing. And the idea of a leader, a good leader, I think, would be to apply for all the grants, or think of enough projects to increase the workforce to where the people can work and earn their money and make a better living, because this is the real problem at home. You know, people be sitting there trapping, and you don't make very much, just enough to get by. This time, like in my cooperation, we're getting around to the point where we're thinking of ideas and certain things that we should invest in. But however, I will say that we haven't arrived at a very good conclusion. You know, we're not sure. We want to make sure that we do invest our money in something where we think that success will be a fairly high point. You know,
we still have our money in the bank, and maybe this coming spring we'll have a meeting and discuss and see what we can invest in.
We've talked about investing our money into the community of the village, and so like building some houses up there, and so that people can come in and rent them. And we've invested our money into a community hall, which will have office space,
game rooms. We're trying to get a well dug so that we can have a shower room and a washateria room all in this one community building.
You think people in your community understand about investment?
Yes, I'm very certain that they do. It's we've talked about it ever since the Land Claims Act, and most everyone that's attended the meetings in the village know by now what investment is.
Since you people are earning credits here at the college, do you plan to further your education or your training in future?
Yes. I'm very grateful that I was able to get this training, and I hope that I can do good for my village. And if any other training comes up, I'll be right there. And even at home, I'll be studying.
What do you think of the credits you're earning here?
I think it's good. I might just come back and complete the college.
I really like this training, and it's been my first experience in this type of deal. However, this type of training is more detailed. I've been to two seminars before in the land selection in Huslia. That's way up north, northwest of here, I think. And it was very interesting, and it was more of a basic, generalized idea of how to, choose your land, what types of land you're going to get. And they've been sending us overlays with the resources and stuff like this to where you can try to choose the best land you can. About further education, I'm not too sure, but I am interested in, I think I'll go to further programs of this type.
My hopes and dreams are being able to go back to the village and do the job that I was trained in and do a very good job. After all, that's what I'm going to school here for. That's the reason why I was sent up here. That's the reason why I was chosen. I just want to prove that I've learned a little something while I was here.
Would you recommend other regional corporations to do the same thing in training people about corporate management?
Yes, I think it's a very good idea, because I think that not too many people, local people, say that, or any people that's concerned with any corporation, have a very deep or a real understanding of how to manage corporations or the legal paperwork or the different things that you have to go through in order to do something, you know. Like you say, in dealing with different other agencies, you have to go through legal paperwork and you have to have lawyers and these type of deals, and to where to make your agreements, you know, more legal, and where, you know, you wouldn't be thrown in some place or they can sue you and all this, you know. It's very important, I think.
The more younger people can get into this program, the better off that our corporations will be. I feel that if the young people get in this and participate in this act, we'll be all the better for us and the future.
There is a lot of parents already that are pushing their high school children that are in school to take up these different courses, because they are going to be the future leaders. What we've done so far has been slow, but it's been to the best of the regional corporations to try to teach the people in the villages. All I can say is that to keep pushing them, keep pushing the younger generation to learn, because it's they're the ones that are going to be the leaders.
What about some of the high school dropouts? You think they'll have chance to get some kind of education under the Land Claims Act?
Well, I think so, but it's possible. Anything is possible, you know. But thing about dropouts, it's everybody is an individual, and if they don't want to go to school, you know, you just can't force them. You just can't. But you could try to encourage them, however, but once they make up their mind to drop out, you just can't shove them in, because you can't make you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do. However, you know, I feel that the thing about people really is they should have some kind of incentive. That's what keeps you going. You know, you try to accomplish a purpose, you got an objective, and I think that the high school dropout should take this kind of attitude, because it's healthy, you know.
Getting back to dropouts, there are several schools that the Native children can go to. For instance, there's a Tanana Survival School in Tanana that, like, say you take a youngster from a village and he doesn't want to go to school. Well, maybe he's better in trapping. In the trapping, no one's taught him how to trap. Well, this survival school will teach him how to trap, how to make snowshoes, how to make a fish wheel. There's other things that a dropout can do, like you can go to on-the-job training. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a failure by leaving school. But personally, myself, I think they've never had a better chance to go to school until now. 1975, you got it all made.
She's a lady, and I chanced to meet her in my scuffling days. She's a lady, hypnotized me there that day. I came to play in my usual way. Hey, floating along with the whimsical twinkling in her strange green eyes. Linger with me, she said yes, and all the time did fly. She's a lady, give her time, for she's allowed to change. She's a lady, happy to say she once was mine. Only sometime I remember old times. And when she says, can you guess, it's a dress you won't believe. Would you come zip me up and button up my sleeve?
She's a Lady with John Sebastian. Our thanks to Leonard Silas from Caltag, Tony Alexia of Nikolai, Frank Miller of Tsukatna, and Rose Hagen of Manly Hot Springs, and their interviewer Levi Lott of Tuluksak. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thank you for listening. Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau, KLTZ Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.